How are you? Happy Monday. Did you have an awesome weekend? And how's your week shaping up for you? Personally, here in Central Florida, it's getting hot. I think we'll hit 96 this week, which means maybe I'll stay inside and record a few podcasts this week for you. How's that, huh? It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where maybe you could use a pump me up? Yes, I will give you a positive boost today. I will pump you up today. I promise that. But at the same time, sometimes maybe I won't be around. Maybe somebody else isn't around. And it's up to you to be your own best cheerleader. We'll talk about that today, and I'll give you an idea about something you might find kind of silly. But over the years, it has worked very, very well for a lot of people. I think you'll like it, too. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. 15 years, hard to believe. Back in December of 2006, I started this show. Very simple mission. Remember, back then, you couldn't really do daily shows because podcasts were brand new. We were one of the few out there at the time, not the 2 million that we have today. And daily radio shows weren't like this. You couldn't do this kind of stuff on the radio. So the mission was really simple. But wait a second. What if I have an idea, something I want to do, and I get all excited about it, and then I get up tomorrow, and I'm still excited, but suddenly things get a little difficult. Challenges get in our way. Maybe there is a way we can get you through that. And that became the Daily Boost. I'm glad you're here today. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Going to be an awesome week this week. Oh, by the way, today is one of those rare Mondays that this program does not have a commercial sponsor. If you would prefer not to have announcements like this in the middle of your podcast, one of the ways to do that and to do a whole lot more is to go to MotivationToMove.com, where this show is always 100% commercial free. Plus, we have Fisher Passion. We have the Daily Nugget I send out every single day and the coaching that we do there. I think you'll like it. I think you should try it. If you're really serious about getting your mindset in the right spot every single day, you need this show every single day. So go to MotivationToMove.com and get signed up and get it today. So a long time ago, on a Monday, I decided to ask you if you had done your homework. Now, where that came from is I was working with coaching clients, and I really did not assign them homework, but they would ask me for homework, and I would give them something to do. And a week later, I would say, so did you do your homework? And 9 times out of 10, they didn't do it. And so little by little, I began to slip it into this podcast, and then it morphed over time. And here's what it means. So come real close and pay attention, okay? If you're not paying attention to your life, if you're not digging into your everything, your family and your friends and your career and your spirituality and everything, if you're not taking a minute to check in on yourself, you can't expect somebody else to do it for you. So when I say do your homework, I'm asking you to pause for just a couple of minutes and look at what's important in your world and if it's okay with you or if you need to make some changes. That's all. And remember, the Perfect Week Planner, it's a great way for you to begin to take control of the most important thing you have in your life. That is your time. If I can get control of your time, we can get control of anything. You can get that at MotivationToMove.com for free. But in any case, do your homework. So I talked just a minute ago about those times when you feel like you want to be motivated. When somebody would step into your world and just pump you up. We've all had days like that. I know. Yeah. Do you remember one? Maybe it was just yesterday. Maybe it's today. I don't know. But everybody has it, so you're not alone. Sometimes people put a smile on their face, and it's still a challenge. You just wish somebody would jump in and pat you on the back and say, hey, come on, you can do it. And oftentimes, so people are busy, and they're not stepping up, or they're not reading your mind. You ever wish that? Can't they just read my mind? Can't they just tell I need some help? Come on. Listen, it's not you, it's not me, it's everybody. We all go through that from time to time. We're just wishing somebody would step in and just help us, right? But relying on others for motivation, while it's a great way to get what you want, it's external. And external encouragement is fantastic from our peers. You're getting it here right now. I'm sure you get it all kinds of places. We need that. It feels good for somebody to motivate, to inspire us, to make us feel good, to make we believe that we can do what we want to do, to pour their belief into us until we go after it ourselves. That's fantastic. But there's nothing more powerful than the internal motivation. And that's a magic moment. When you decide you want something, when you decide that this is what you're going to do, you're going to change your life, you're going to go get something, who knows what it is, but you decide, and nobody can stop you. You've felt that before, haven't you? Are you feeling it right now? Are you in that state right now where you're like, I got to go after it, I'm so excited, nothing can stop me? Or maybe you're looking for that right now today. That's that internal motivation. When that happens, nothing will stop you. I just get out of people's way when that happens. In fact, I want to get caught up in their wake. Like, man, I want some of what they're having right now. So external is fantastic. Internal is really the most powerful thing that you could do. So if you really want my opinion on things, spend all your time learning from folks like me, but the rest of your time, which is like 99.9% of it, I want you to figure out how to get that internal motivation strong within yourself. Find a way. It takes some work sometimes, but you'll do that. But I have a quick way to do that. It's going to work pretty well for you. So my friend, his name is Terry, and he owns a martial arts school in Memphis, Tennessee. I have been there probably a dozen times over the years. I used to do martial arts television shows, and I would go there to shoot those shows. He's a positive guy. If you ever hung out with any martial artists anywhere, they're positive. They are. I always recommend that parents get their kids in martial arts because of that. They'll teach them to be leaders. They'll strengthen them in ways that you can't imagine. Positive people. And Terry was no exception, especially when he had a classroom of usually kids, and most especially young teens. He loved to work with those young teens. But what he did at the end of class one time I'd never seen before. Like I said, I'd been there dozens of times. I had rolled cameras. I had camera crews there. I did all kinds of television work at his school. But I'd never seen him do this. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. See, the kids were standing there. They were wrapping up their class. They were cooling down. Been a hard workout. He had them stand at attention. They held one arm over their head. Now, maybe you've worked out like this, and you know you hold a hand above your head, and then you kind of bend your arm, and you pull back on your elbow. You do a tricep stretch. You know what that is, right? Well, he did that. He basically had them take that tricep stretch and pull back on that tricep. And when he did, he said, I want you to take that hand there and reach down on your shoulder. And then I want you to do this. I want you to say, and never forget, that you are your own best cheerleader. I want you to say, pat yourself on the back and say, I done good. And in that moment, this entire class of these young teens had their hand over their back. They were patting themselves on the back in this very awkward backward position, saying, I done good. Now, it's Memphis, Tennessee. He was the South, right? He's total South. So when he says, I done good, it meant something. And over the time, I have kind of gravitated to that. It's kind of one of those weird things. If I walk up to almost anybody, it's like me saying, hey, do more gooder than badder. They look at me like, what? You said do more gooder than badder? Yeah, they don't quite get it, but they totally get it. Same thing was, you done good. It just works, right? So this whole class, patting themselves on the back awkwardly, saying, I done good, with the best Southern accent they could come up with. And they really broke into laughter, and they just smiled, and they all kind of headed out of there. Now, a few weeks later, I found myself in a very interesting place. I was heading into a meeting. I was a little bit nervous, and I had been through all kinds of NLP training and everything else over the years, done a ton of that stuff. And I know how to make physical anchors in my body. I know how to make it so I can slap part of my body, or as Tony Robbins used to say, make your move and fire yourself into a peak state, you know, all that stuff. I know how to do that. Well, I had done that by patting myself in on the back. And I remembered I wanted to be my own best cheerleader. So I snuck off to the side. It was a little alcove. You're walking in a hallway. You see these little alcoves. There's sometimes a restroom there, maybe a closet. Just a little place in the hallway where I slipped to the side. And I slipped back there, and I said, okay, here it is. I know I've done good. I am here. I'm going to get what I want when I walk through those doors, and I slap myself on the back. But in that moment, I realized I need a little bit more. And so I did the advanced version of it. Now, you might not be brave enough to do this. I'm pretty sure a lot of you will not. It's going to be tough enough for you, because this is a silly idea, isn't it, Scott? It's just totally silly. You mean I'm going to slip off by myself? I'm going to slap myself in the back and say, I done good. I'm going to smile big and believe I can do anything. You mean you're going to ask me to do that? Yeah, I am. But I'm asking you also to do something that I did that made all the difference in the world, because I consider this the super duper advanced version of the done good. And that is where you take your hand, and so you put it over your back there. You actually put it next to your little behind. And you smack yourself in the butt. I know it sounds silly, but you say, I done good. And let me tell you, that'll fire you up. Now, don't let anybody else see you do this, and certainly don't do it to anybody else unless you have express written consent. So what do I call this little thing? As silly as it may be, it's actually just a physical anchor that the more you do it, the stronger it gets. And you'll get to the point where you just slap yourself on the back or the butt and say, I done good. And boom, you'll launch yourself in a peak state as long as you practice it in peak attitude every single time. You'll do that. I call it my PYOTB, pat yourself on the back or butt. So if you ever hear me say PYOTB, you better stand to attention and slap it hard. Then I want to hear loud and clear, I done good. As silly as it sounds, I am telling you, it will become your secret weapon. It works every single time. And the more you do it, and certainly the more success you get when you do the PYOTB, the stronger it's going to get. I'll say it again. It's silly, but I sure like silly, just like I like simple, because simple, less complicated means things get done. And in this world we live in today, everybody's way too complicated. And people have gotten so darn serious, they can't be silly. So if we're simple and silly at the same time, we smile again, we have some fun, we get energized, we get motivated, and we start to get what we want. People look at us like, you are crazy. Yeah, crazy good is what I am. You know that to be true. So let me ask you a question. What are you going to do today to move yourself forward one step closer to that thing you want? One step closer to happiness, to success, to being more prosperous, to being in better relationships. What's the one thing you're going to do today? Well, I think you'll start with a PYOTB and then go do it, and you'll find that very quickly, anything you want in your life is going to happen. And that's how it works. When you start that down that road, it's going to happen for you.